Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
This is part four of my conversation with Brian Linder of the 100 Words podcast, and here we talk about, well, Oreos are addictive as cocaine, or basically trigger foods, and we talk about, well, tracking. How much stuff do I track, or what do I track, or is it even worth tracking?
So let's talk a little bit about trigger foods. Did you keep a list of the foods that you know that trigger you, that you have to pay especially good attention to, like the Oreos? How do you, like, did that build up over time? You started to become aware of it because you weren't always aware of it, right?
Yeah, I think that's just something I didn't really set out to set that list, but I'll give you an example with the Oreos, right? I mean, I kind of know like, okay, Oreos are not a great thing for you. But so I went to go pick up my daughter from driver's education
daughter from driver's ed. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you and I have daughters of a similar age, right?
Okay.
So anyway, so she had been given a pack of Oreos from the teacher, whatever. And we were driving home. She had opened the pack of Oreos, and the smell of the Oreos, for, you know, Oreos have a smell to them. And I
love that smell. Don't you?
I love anyway. That smell. And I went and I had that immediate reaction, and I went, oh, just like, I got to have one of those. And I actually verbalized it to her. I said, it's like, wow. Yeah, that smells really good. And she offered me one. I'm like, no, I'm not going to have one. Cause I recognized in myself immediately, yeah, that's not going to lead to good places. Yes, a small packet of Oreos, it probably wouldn't have hurt me in the long run. But at the same time, I know that I had that immediate reaction, and it's, you know, some of that's the smell. By the way, Doritos, the same thing, right? It's like, I can smell the Doritos, and it's like they've got something in food that in those two foods
on purpose.
Yeah, it's designed, right? It's manufactured that way to get you. And unfortunately, they're both nutrient poor, and that's, you know, so they're, you know, you just, you're eating a lot of them for not a whole lot of benefit, and you're just going to feel like garbage at the end of it. So those are really the two, right? Now, nuts are kind of sometimes, right? And that's, so there are, I made kind of a mistake, and I bought some nut butter at Costco recently just because I wanted to try it. And I'm actually surprised I haven't eaten the entire container yet. It's still sitting in the fridge, but that's something I got to be careful of, because because it's very easy to overeat that stuff, and you have, so I've had to learn, right? So okay, maybe having a bag of pumpkin seeds in the house is not such a great idea. I don't overeat them as much as I would a bag of Doritos, but it's still, there's still a negative effect, right? It takes me away from
somehow you have managed to shift your mindset from what I'll call, I don't even know if in you were unconsciously aware of your eating, I think, before the journey began. Am I right? It wasn't something you either paid attention to or said, I'm going to gratify myself immediately. You just didn't think. Am I right?
Yeah. There's no thought process that goes into it. And yeah, trust me, every time I eat something, there's a thought process behind it. I'm going, okay, this is, you know, and some of it is, now, yeah, I'm going to try to, yeah, I'm not going to do absolutely the easiest thing necessarily. I'm like, okay, yeah. Or I know that I'm going to end up in a situation later where I'm going to potentially eat something. So I might eat a little bit more, or I might eat beforehand just so that I don't overeat when I'm actually at the, eating the stuff that I shouldn't eat, right? Which I don't know if that's the best strategy, but I don't want it. But I also don't want to end up in a situation where I only have food around me that is that I know is not in my best interest, and then way overeat that, and then feel like garbage the next day, right? So there's kind of a balancing act. It's like, okay, well, how much should I eat? I don't know, but. I know going into it with an empty stomach is probably a
follow on question. Do you use an app like a Lose It app or any app to track? Now, obviously, for those listening, understand that Damon will ask, Damon, the journey you've been on is, I don't know, years. How many years now? Three? The last journey, the last disruptive.
So I call it 4 years now because. Because it started, well, right around now, actually. It's kind of when I had finally made the decision to say, okay, this is the, you know, I knew I needed to do something, but about 4 years ago, I had decided this is around the time I decided, okay, this is one I'm now I know what I how I'm going to solve this, and so I started.
All right, let me take you back. So do you use today? It sounds like you obviously are in a very 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 refined rhythm, and as things come, and do you use any kind of app to track? You know, like a Lose It app or anything like that, or you don't need to at this point.
Well,
or you never did. So, what are your opinions?
Well, So what I realized is trying to track the food drove me crazy. So actually writing, because in the past I've tried to use those apps to try and count calories or whatever, and the reality is that even somebody who knows, you know, like a doctor or whatever, has a hard time tracking it. And so I drive myself crazy with that. And I know, what I do track is I track my exercise, right? I track my, cause I think that's important. And that's a whole nother part of this journey we should talk about. But, what I was tracking was my, how long I was between meals, right? So I was so at the beginning I was tracking fasting, right? How long would I go without eating something? And that was, so that, you know, there's some benefit to that. And I think, there are some people with any of these things, there's going to be certain things that, you know, if you don't track it, you don't fix it, right? That there's the engineering element to it. I think with food, it's very difficult to track because, you know, I'll take a picture of my plate, you know, and I do that, right? It's not a, you know, not every time, but, and I get a sense for what I'm eating. No, I don't post them on Instagram or anything like that, but I do actually, you know, so there is a certain amount of accountability there, but I don't feel like I need to track the food because I'm kind of eating the same thing every day. So there are some variations, but for the most part, I'm, you know, my meals are pretty consistent. And so, there's what is it to track, right? And there might be some small variations in one day or another, but you know what, I do track my weight, right? And I do know, because because people get all frustrated about the scale number, and I agree, right? The scale number can be very can be very misleading as to where your health is. You're not losing weight to get healthy, you're getting healthy and losing weight, right? And by the way, that was part of the mindset, right? As I said, my goal was not to lose weight, my goal was to reverse type 2 diabetes. That was my goal in this. And so I think it's a, you know, and so having a why that's beyond losing weight is important.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.